The following shiur has been presented by Rabbi Eli Gerstin, Rabbinic Coordinator at the Orthodox Union, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
The Mishnah is on Chavtesim Beis, Nevarah Zarah. The Mishnah begins, Elu Dvarim Shalov De Kochavim Asurim V'Yisurin Isser Hana. Following items, if a person purchases them from a non-Jew, they are Asur. And not only are they Asur, but they are Asur B'Hana as well. One can't even get any benefit for them. What are they? Hayayin V'Chaymet Shalov De Kochavim Shaya Mitchilasa Yayin. If a person buys wine or Chaymet, he buys wine vinegar from a Noiv De Kochavim, which originally was wine, these items are not only the Aser, they're Aser Behana. Rashi says right away on the Mishnah, says Shaya Mitchilasa Yayin, Biyadai V'Kochavim, if it was originally wine by the non-Jew. Lafuke Hechad Zavin V'Kochavim Chayim Mitz Yisrael. It's coming to exclude a case if the non-Jew were to buy Chayim Mitz, buys the wine vinegar from a Yisrael, the Yid already turned it into vinegar, the Lemisser Behana, in that case, it will not be Aser Behana. The time of the Aser B'Hana is Mishum Tadol Menaschehu, because the reason why it's Aser B'Hana is only because of a chashash of Nisuch, that maybe the non-Jew poured it for Avodah Zarah. The Chaymitz Lemenasech, and the non-Jew doesn't pour Chaymitz, he doesn't pour vinegar. So therefore, there's no chashash of Nisuch in this case. Now, the question we're going to discuss is, why does Rashi say that Loi Misser B'Hana? It's not Aser B'Hana, which seems to imply that there would be an Isser of Shtiyah, there would be an Isser of drinking this chaymetz. Okay, let's take a look at the Gemara. The Gemara towards the end of the Amud says Pshita Mishum de Ichmetz Pakalei Yisurei. If the just because it became chaymetz, of course you can't buy chaymetz from an non-Jew. Why would I think you could? Just because it turned into chaymetz, you think the Isser Hana went off? Amar Vashi Asal Ashmin and chaymetz Shalanu Biyadei V'Kochavim Ein Tzarei Chaysim Etai Chaysim. Okay, it's coming to tell us another chiddush that if we have if we give over vinegar to a non-Jew to watch for us, it does not need a chaysim b'tay chaysim. It does not need two chaysamis. The halacha is that if you have a wine that you give to a non-Jew, non-mavushal wine, you give it to a non-Jew to watch for you, you need to put on it two chaysamis. You need to put two seals on it so that to make sure that the non-Jew not only doesn't he switch it, but that he doesn't do nisuch on it as well. And the non-Jews, at least in the time of the Gemara, we say they were lohot lenasech, they had a very strong desire to do nisuch. And therefore, to prevent this from happening, in order to dissuade them from not to do nisuch on the wine, you need to put two chaysamas on it. Okay? The Gemara says, imishum in suchi loy menaschi. So once you put two chaysamas on it, in this case, even one chaysim is enough by the vinegar. Why? Because imishum in suchi loy menaschi. By vinegar, they have no compulsion to be menasach the vinegar. Imishum echlufi, and if the chash is only a chash echlufi, kivadika chaysim loy tarach umezayif. Then one seal is enough already to prevent them from doing ziyuf, from switching the vinegar. Then the Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Ula, Shaninu Yayin Mevushal Shalav Yikochavim Shayim Mitchalasa Yayin Aser. If you have cooked wine, non-Jew cooked it, but originally it started off as wine, again, the same halacha, it's Aser. Again, he asks again, just like we asked on the vinegar, that it's Aser, because originally it was wine. So too, the cooked wine, of course it's Aser. Pshita, Mishum De Ivshal Pakalei Yisura. Why would I think the Yisra goes off just because it was cooked? Again, the Gemara gives the same answer. It's to teach us that if we give over our cooked wine to a non-Jew to watch over for us, it does not need a chaysim b'tay chaysim. It does not need two chaysamas. Again, why? Imishum in suchi loy menaschi. If the chash for two chaysamas is because we need, if the chash is going to be menasech, so he's not menasech cooked wine. And if the concern is he's going to switch it, so we're not concerned that he's going to be mezayif it either, because he has these, because he has even one chaysim on it. Okay, so Rashi over here says, on the bottom of the Amud, Rashi says, yayin mevoshel. Mashma shahayim mitchilasa yayin b'yarei v'kochavim. It sounds from here that we're talking about that it was mitchilasa yayin b'yarei v'kochavim u'bishloi, and he cooked it. Aser b'hana mishum tchilasai. So then it will be aser b'hana because of what it was before. Okay, so in other words, if you have cooked wine, but since it was a mitchila, it was yayin in the hands of the kochavim, even though he cooked it, it doesn't take off the iser. It'll remain aser b'hana. Then Rashi says ha aser lashminan. So what's the coming to the interest? Ha'ivik kochavim bishlay. That's only if the non-Jew himself cooked it. Ha bishlay Yisrael beheter. But if the yid would have cooked it beheter, then suloi misaser b'hana. Then it can no longer become aser b'hana. Ukumash b'lon de lo menaschi ha'ivik kochavim yayin mevoshel. And the chiddush is that non-Jew doesn't do nisuch on the on yayin mevoshel. Hakach yayin mevoshel shalanu shuvkei b'chav main tzarech v'chulei. So now the question on this Rashi is, the Rashi says, the diak again in Rashi, is that habishlu Yisrael beheter sulay misaser b'hana. If a yid were to cook the wine, it no longer could become aser b'hana. Why does Rashi say it doesn't become aser b'hana? Rashi should say it doesn't become aser at all. It shouldn't even be aser b'shtiyah. If yayin mevoshel, can yayin mevoshel become aser b'shtiyah? So the diak though from Rashi seems to imply that yayin mevoshel can become still aser b'shtiyah. It just can't become aser behana. And that seems to be the diak in the Rashi and the Mishnah as well. Right? The Rashi on the Mishnah said that the chaymitz, if he bought chaymitz from Israel, the loy misaser behana. It doesn't become aser behana, even though it's changed from wine into chaymitz, and the non-Jew doesn't do nisuch on chaymitz, still, if the non-Jew touches it, it would become aser in shtiyah, even though it doesn't become aser behana. The Gemara continues on. One more case over here. The Gemara continues on Talamada Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Tan Rabbanin, Yayin Mevushal Valuntis Shalavi Kochavim Arasurim. Aluntis Kibriyasa Muteris. Okay, where the Rashi says, what's Aluntis Kibriyasa? Aluntis is some sort of a mixture of, the Gemara actually will explain exactly what Aluntis is. But Rashi says, "Aluntis kibriyasa shlohayi yayin mitchila b'yarei v'kochavim el alocha asuya miyad Yisrael." He already has it mixed in, and it's mixed in with other ingredients. It's sort of mixed into a tavshil over here. It's mixed in with other ingredients that also makes it that it the non-Jew has no interest anymore of being menasechit. So if you buy it, the aluntis already made from the yid, so then it's muteris. Okay, so Rashi says, "What's muteris?" Again, muteris behana to sula menasechlei. If you buy it already made from, if the non-Jew bought it ready made from the yid, so then it will not become aser behana because the sula menasechlei. Again, why does Rashi tell us that it's only muteris behana? Again, you have the diak, but it's not muter b'shtia. If even though it was made by the yid, totally b'kashrus, if he sells it to the non-Jew, it becomes aser. The non-Jew touches it, it becomes aser b'shtiyah. So the truth is, the Rishash points out all these diukim. The Rishash says, you see from here, he makes the following chilek. He says, when does bishul help? We know there's a maisa of Shmuel and Avlate, where it has later on the story that Shmuel and Avlate was a non-Jew, and Shmuel and Avlate drank wine together. And the Gemara asks, how is that possible? The Gemara says, because it was yayin mevoshel. According to Rashi, what's going on over here? If it's cooked wine, that just means that it's not aser b'hana. It should still be aser b'shtiyah. How could Shmuel have drunk wine with Avlate? So the Rishash explains that Shitas Rashi is that there's a difference between who owns the wine. If the wine is owned by a Yisrael and it's cooked wine, the wine cooks, Yid has kosher wine and he cooks it, so then it can't become aser. Not aser behana, and not even aser b'shtiyah, even if a non-Jew touches it. However, if a non-Jew owns the wine, that wine, even though it can't become aser behana, because a non-Jew will not do nisuch on it, but it still becomes aser b'shtiyah. Why should it be aser b'shtiyah? A different gezerah. There's a gezerah of b'nai sehem. Just like we have by Bishalakum and Pasakum and other Yisurim and other Gezeiras they made Mishum B'naisayim, not that, to avoid intermarriage. They prevent, right? So Chazal said you cannot eat from the foods that were cooked by the non-Jew or the bread that was made by the non-Jew. There were many Gezeiras that were instituted to avoid Jews and non-Jews from socializing, and which would lead to intermarriage. So amongst those gezeiras, there was a gezeira on the yayin as well. You cannot drink wine with that belongs to a non-Jew, mishum b'naseihem. Additional to that, there's a second problem with drinking wine of a non-Jew, which is that they might have done nisochan, it might become aser b'hana. But even without that second gezeira, for instance, if it would be cooked wine, which we know that the non-Jew would not do nisochan, still that wine would be aser to drink because of a gezeira of mishum, gezeira mishum b'naseihem. And that's the way the Rishayim explained that there's two gezeiras over here. There's a gezeira of b'naseihem and there's a gezeira of nisoch as well. The Har Tzvi makes a similar argument. He shows that really this could be totally in the machlokes Rishayim, this point, and he makes a diak in the lashon of the Mechaber. The Mechaber in Siman Kuf Chav Gimel Sif Gimel writes Yain Mevushal Shalanu Shenoga Boy Oyvi Kochavim Mutter. Okay, Yain Mevushal. Our yayim mevushal of a yid that was noga by evu chavim that was touched by a non-Jew is mutter. It's mutter even b'shtiyah. It's mutter, completely mutter. Now again, the question is, why does the mechaber have to say yayim mevushal shalanu? He should just say yayim mevushal shenoga by evu chavim. Now one could say, one could argue that no, he's just coming lafuke. The if it was yayim that had previously belonged to a guy which was already touched, and then the non-Jew comes along and cooks it up, that doesn't help. Like we saw, the Gemara says, it doesn't take off the Yisr. When I said Pshita, right? Of course it doesn't take off the Yisr. Once it's also Bahana, once the non-Jew is ready Menasechet, cooking it doesn't take off the Yisr. But the way, from the wording of the Mechaber, the precise wording of the Mechaber, so the Har Tzvi says that you can be Medayik, that he's saying even more than that. He's saying, Yayin Mevushal Shalonu Shenagabai V'chavim is Mutter. Only if it's Yayin Mevushal that belongs to a Yid, is a mutter if it was touched by a non-Jew. Otherwise, it wouldn't be aser b'hana, but it should be aser b'shtiyah. Now, in truth, he points out, this really should be totally in the machlokes Rishayim, so, as to when the gzeiras were made of b'nei seihem and the additional iser of stam yeinim. Are they one in the, were they made at the same time? Was the iser b'nei seihem and the iser hana, were they modeled after each other, such that they only assered the Yisr of B'nai Sehem on a wine that will become Asr Bahana? And he puts forth that would be the Shita of the Ran, that the Ran Shita is that Yayin, the Yisr of B'nai Sehem and the Yisr of Nisuch were set on the same wine. So if you have a wine that's Mavushal, then there should be no Yisr B'nai Sehem on it and no Yisr of Nisuch on it. And therefore, even if a non-Jew has cooked wine, as long as the Yid saw that it was all made bekasher, so the Yid sold him the yayin of the Yisrael, which was made bekasherus and was cooked, and now he sell it to the non-Jew. So even if the non-Jew were to touch the wine, it would not become aser, because since there's no chshash of nisach on it, there's no chshash of b'naseim on it either. However, other Rishayim, he says that's the sheet of the Rashba, they hold that there's two separate gzeiras. There's an earlier gzeira of B'nai Sehem. The same time they were geyser on the Bishlakum and the Shmeinon and Pitan and Bishulam. So they were geyser on Yenim as well. And that gzeira, was aser the wine, no matter what. And the wine that belongs to a non-Jew is aser. Now, interesting over here, it would be a little bit different than the other gezeiras, though. It would come out a little bit different in that everybody agrees that it will only become aser if the non-Jew were to touch the wine. It's not the ownership of the, if it was made by the Yid and it's sold to the non-Jew and the non-Jew doesn't touch it, he sold him in a sealed bottle, everybody would agree in such a case that the wine would not become aser mishum b'nei seihem. So it would have a little bit of a different definition over here, what b'nei seihem means. But if the non-Jew were to touch the wine, that would make it now Isser B'nai Sehem. It's come out a little bit funny. Why dafka touching the wine, which is usually the way we associate with Nisuch, that there may be menasek et lavad zara. Why would that be together for why it makes the wine osir mishum b'naisayim? But that's what the Haritzvi shows, that according to the Rashba, the wine should become osir when the non-Jew touches it mishum b'naisayim. That was an earlier gzera. And then later they were geyser to make it osir b'nisoch as well, chshash nisoch. That maybe the non-Jew was menasek the yayin, and therefore it became osir b'hanos. So if you have cooked wine that a yid sells to a non-Jew, so the gzeira of nisuch wouldn't apply to such wine because it was already cooked before the non-Jew even got it. But the gzeira of b'nei seyem would still apply, and therefore that wine you would not be allowed to drink. Now the maisa, the most of the paiskim do not hold like this. They paskin that the wine of a non-Jew, I guess we'd say they paskin like the Ran, that the iron of a non-Jew, as long as it's been cooked, it cannot become asr, not b'shtiyah, not b'hanad, it doesn't become asr at all. Igris Moshe has a tshuva in Yerideya Chelek Aleph Siman Nun, where he talks about a non-Jew makes grape juice and they cook it up from the very beginning, then it'll become mutter, and even though it belongs to the guy, it was made by the guy, as long as they didn't watch to see that it was cooked, even before they did hamshacha, before the wine could possibly become asr b'hana, in such a case, the wine would be mutter, and of course, it's not just mutter b'hana over there, he means it's mutter b'shtia as well, and yidden could drink from it, and they can make kiddush and dalakaisis and everything. So, and that's generally the way we assume, is like the Igris Moshe. And that's the stamma, really, of the Shulchan Aruch. No one seems to imply over here that there's any difference. They don't make this diak that the Haritzvi makes. Though they do point out that Rabbi Akiva Eger seems to hold like this Rishash as well. The Rabbi Akiva Eger seems to be mechalik between the Isser of B'nai Sehem and the Isser of Maga of Asering of Bahana. So it sounds like it's a chumrah, and there are those who are machmer that they only want to buy wine that was made by a yid for this reason, because of this extra milah that to be chayshish for this shitas Rashi, we'll call it, that Rashi points out that the non-Jew could still make it aser b'shtiyah even though it won't become aser b'hana. But the stum of the Shulchan Aruch and the stum of the paiskim is that there is no difference. As long as it's been cooked, it's mutter b'shtiyah, it's mutter b'hana.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.